Please stand for scripture reading. Genesis 2:23-24. Then the man said, "At last, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh."
After that point, marriages were arranged. arranged marriages. And what happened is, in those arrangements, they make the statement, this is who we're going to marry. But one of the things that you must understand is that when that would happen, Lillian would make the commitment to marry that person. And then make the commitment to love that person for your entire life. To follow the commitment of marriage. To follow the commitment of love. It doesn't come out of your head to marry when you love and then you commit. No. The thing is commit and then love. Understand that that happens, folks, when it comes to following God. When you actually commit to following God before you understand what that means, you make the commitment first. Not going to do these things anymore. And sometimes what happens is you get to the bottom of the barrel. To the point of this is terrible, I'm going to do something different. And then you sing the song, I am resolved. No longer to linger. I'm not going to do it anymore. If you saw the movie, The Greatest Showman, there is a scene in that movie that is the same thing. It starts tonight. It starts today. And I'm not going to be the one that I was. I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to start right now doing what God wants me to do. That's the commitment. And as I told you before, baptism is the beginning of that commitment. It is not the end. Because once you are baptized, you are committing your life to a lifetime of serving God the Father. That's what I'm going to do. Jesus Christ was committed to serving God. No. You're going to it as a growth. I am
us. We are commanded to become one with them. Just like we commit to God, we are commanded to become one with Him. We are making that commitment that we will be what He wants us to be. His thoughts will be our thoughts. His commands will be our commands. His direction will be our direction. And all things will commit our lives to the service of God. And this is where it begins. We too became one flesh. We too became one together in God's will. This is how this works together. It works in our man life. It works in our Christian life. These things are committed together so that we will serve God. Also, look at this. Ephesians 5, 24 through 25. Your husbands were committed to their wives, to love them, but also not to leave their wives out, but wives also were committed to their husbands to love them. This is not a ministry, this is Titus. And you know why I'm not the only part of you, because you don't have a hit. Because you have a kind of witness to something bad. I'm glad that you have these commitments to one another. It's to each other. You commit your life to love your husband, ladies. And then you commit your life to love your wives. These are the commitments. These are the commitments. Also, when it comes down to training up your children, when it comes down to the path that you're going to have children, I remember the line that transpired between me and Kathy when we decided to finally have a child after much tears on her part and much crying. I remember that on her part. We finally committed. And I want you to know then, I want you to know then, the commitment to have a child is a lifelong commitment. It does not stop when you turn 18. Oh my gosh. It does not stop when you turn 18. It doesn't stop when you turn 25. It doesn't stop when you turn 60. You are committed. And you are going to be committed. But I want you to know that when you have a child, you are committed to train that child up. In the love of God to grow. Even if you have a child, you still train that child up in the love of God. I've been very fortunate that my son is turned out to be a fine man, and I really appreciate him in many respects. I appreciate the fact that when he goes to worship service, he's there all the time. He goes to Bible studies, and he is what he's supposed to be doing when it comes to God. And I am grateful for that. Grateful for that. Because not all of us can say that. But you know what? Even in those cases, I still call him. I say, did you make it to worship today? What was it about? And sometimes he's like, why? Sometimes he's about sin. prophet. He was a very, understand, we have to train our children up. And folks, it doesn't stop. It does not stop. And when we have grandchildren, it does not stop. Because when we have grandchildren, and when we have grandchildren, you must understand that you are there to lead that spiritual leader. You are the Bible to be. To bring them up so that they will know God. And when they are all going to love the God from it. But I want you to know this as well. But even if you have a child that is not faithful, that is not a believer, I want to tell you right now, don't give up. Don't quit. Keep expressing. Keep showing. Keep setting an example. Because what happens is, you can know when that example that you've set might actually take root and might actually start to grow. Don't stop. This is a lifelong commitment. Stay with it. Stay firm. As husbands, as wives, stay firm with your children. Bring them up. Bring them up. And understand, it doesn't stop. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 24 through 25, there's a turn in the discussion about husbands and wives. And the tone of the discussion is this, that Paul is talking to them as an example of how Christ loves the church. That's the example. We are to love our husbands, ladies, as Christ loves the church. We are to live our lives, gentlemen, as Christ loves the church. We are to bring our children up as Christ has brought you up. Because we are all God's children. And His purpose is that none should perish. So therefore, we should have that same purpose. In other words, as Jesus Christ loved the church, then we should love one another. We should train our children. We should bring them up. So that they do not fall away. So that they are those type of people that Christ can sit back and say, have you noticed my servant? Look at them. I want you to know that one day your children will turn out to be great evangelists, great teachers, great workers for God. And folks, there's no greater honor in this world. Not any greater honor in this world. When your children grow up to be godly people. Men. I was asked one time, and I think I may have told you all this, I don't know if you did. I was asked one time, what is the greatest accomplishment that you've ever done in your life? I can tell you right now, without a doubt, my greatest accomplishment was when I baptized my son. Because I know he has a place in heaven. And folks, I know if you've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, you too have a place in heaven. And so I can sit back and be comforted in with my children and my grandchildren. Because even when I grow up in the manner of being able to realize that they will all be together with me in eternity. That's why I tell you, don't stop. That's why I tell you, don't quit reaching out. Don't quit setting an example. Because folks, your example will indeed put them in the position to where you and they are with you for eternity. Realize we're not to love one another just exactly the same way that Christ loved the church. And he was willing to give his life for it. When you make a lifelong commitment, you are making a commitment to give your life for it. When we are married, we make the commitment to give our life for it. When we have children, we are making a commitment to give our lives for our children. There is no retirement. It lasts forever. Continue to give your life for your children. Continue to give your life for your spouse. And continue to give your life to God. It is a lifelong commitment. In Joshua 24:15, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Joshua starts off by telling them, saying, you know what? If you want to worship this God or this God or this God, if you want to worship this person or this person or this person, you go right ahead. But as for me and my house, we will worship God. That's a commitment. That's where it begins. That is not the end. That is the beginning. In all respects, our commitment to God is the start. It is not the finish. And folks, your desire is to serve your will. Your desire to do what God wants you to do will grow. Your desire to be obedient to the word will grow. Your desire to learn more will grow. We grow together. We do not grow apart. So our commitments in life with our husband and wife, our commitments to our children, our commitments to God are things that begin with us saying, I am resolved. I will do it. Beginning today, I will do these things. And then, from that point, we start to grow. We start to grow. Understand. But each and every time, when we baptize someone up here, we baptize them as the beginning. Not the end. This is the beginning. This is the time when we say, you know what? I'm not going to be where I was before. I'm going to turn away from that. I'm going to focus my attention on doing what God wants me to do. And therefore, I will make the commitment to serve God. And by making my commitment, I will follow God. I will keep his commandments. I will do his will. I seek him, not self. And by doing that, I am serving God. fire. And it starts with you making a commitment. I will serve God. As for me and my house, we will serve God. First, I want you to understand that when you stand up and you say, you know, you have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, you're making a commitment. When you stand and you say, I want to serve God, you are making a commitment. And sometimes it takes a little kick in the pants to get you to make that commitment. God knows that. Because sometimes all it takes is you hit the bottom of the barrel. You get as low as you can go. I've heard this before, and I'm glad to be true, but there is not a single person that ever walked the face of the earth who proclaimed to be, that's how I said that, an atheist. Because I've heard it before, there's one time in your life to ask for help. You know why? Because they get to the point that they understand, I can't do this by myself. Salvation doesn't come by yourself. You can't earn salvation. Salvation has been paid for. Salvation has been bought for the blood of Jesus Christ. And until you commit to follow Him, commit to put yourself in baptism for the remission of sin, then you are still on the outside. Today, make the commitment. Just like you did with your spouse, just like you did with your children, make the commitment to God that from this day forward, I will serve you. If you have that desire to make that commitment, we're going to give you that opportunity. But also, if you have the need for prayers, we're going to give you that opportunity as well. So right now, come. And as we stand and sing,